Good Tuesday morning, and welcome to One-on-One with a Professional on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. This morning, we're talking with Dr. Kerry Williams discussing Med Club of Bartlesville, a different way, a different approach, another way for you to look at your health care and the health care of your family. And we have in studio Dr. Kerry Williams of Med Club of Bartlesville and Judy Lankford, who works with Dr. Williams hand in hand in the office. It's Judy you'll talk to when you make that phone call into the office and see her smiling face when you come in. Good morning, ladies. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Judy. How are you? Dr. Williams, let's explain quickly to the listener, what is Med Club of Bartlesville?
Med Club is a different kind of practice model that does not take health insurance. What it does, it's a monthly membership, like a gym membership, that you pay for my time. So you're paying for that doctor's time, and that includes the basic primary care functions that a primary care physician would do. Annual physicals, acute illnesses, sore throats, sinus infections, women's annual exams. In the office, we also offer discounted labs and medications. But what's so different about this is that flat monthly fee takes a lot of our administrative cost, our overhead cost out. What I'm talking about is billing, coding, and collections. And that can eat up as much as 60% of the total overhead. And so when you take that cost out by not taking insurance, you don't have to have the staff or all the extra computer programs and things that it necessitates, and allows us to lower the cost for primary care services.
Dr. Williams, let me ask, how did Med Club of Bartlesville, how did you become involved in this form of health care for patients?
In 2016, I completed my Master's of Healthcare Administration. I'd went back to get extra business training to make a desperate attempt to understand our healthcare system. The more I learned, the less I liked. And remember, that was an election year, right, and it looked bad. Mm-hmm. And a gentleman by the name of Josh Umber, a physician up in Wichita, Kansas, had started this type of practice, direct primary care, as a membership type-based practice. And I was reading about it through researching another paper and came upon it. And I've been to Josh's practice. They have five physicians in Wichita and looking for the sixth one now.
Wow.
And this is growing leaps and bounds. In the United States at this point, we have over 1,000, almost 1,100 direct primary care practices.
That's a lot. I wouldn't have thought it was that big of a number. I mean, that's a big number.
When I started, there will be 2 years ago in September,
right,
there were maybe 400.
Wow.
Doctors are getting overburdened with administrative tasks.
Mm-hmm.
They have, with the changes in laws and the electronic medical records, quite burdensome to that doctor and takes up the majority of their day. And as Judy was talking about, the administrative fees take up most of their money too.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I really be a doctor? How can I give quality care and not get bogged down with the administrative task? That's the reason I came.
That's the reason. Okay. All right. So what are some of the questions that a person could ask to know that, well, is Med Club right for me? Is it the right choice for me? Is it a timing issue, or is it where you are in your life, or your circumstances surrounding your life, or maybe none of the above, all of the above? Which one would you say?
I think all the above. If you're finding a hard time finding a physician,
right,
then come in and talk with us. You know, get to meet me and Dr. Williams and, you know, see if the chemistry between them and us works.
Right, right. And I guess, what about virtually anyone who has had any part of their life, the pre-existing condition part of it, what about that? How does that play into it, pre-existing conditions?
Well, anyone with...
who's been alive.
That is alive. Will have some, you know, they have pre-existing, whether it's seasonal allergies. Mm-hmm. It just depends on what degree. We have a three-day-old baby in our practice now. And just so happens, baby has got a terrible diaper rash. Mom doesn't want to get it out right now. So she sent a picture. We treated it. Mm. And gave mom some reassurance. And baby's better.
Well, now that's something I wouldn't have thought about that, about sending you a picture.
Oh, we do it all the time on lacerations, yeah. Burns, rashes. I've got a young man that's in college, summer school at Stillwater. He got some bumps last week, and we converse back and forth.
Just via email or whatever?
It was text.
Video?
Because I asked him to send pictures,
mm-hmm.
And he did. And I could get sequential pictures of how the rash was progressing,
right.
And where it went.
Right. I wouldn't even have thought of that. I would have thought, I got to get back to go see Dr. Williams in Bartlesville. I wouldn't even thought to send a picture. See, that's how the younger kids are today. They'll use technology quicker than somebody who's
older.
But
the gentleman that I put in, the rancher that I put in, mm-hmm. the hospital last weekend, he sent pictures in the past, mm-hmm. and he tracked me down via text and the cell phone. Also, I have another rancher that had an ultrasound of his heart. And so we made a telephone appointment, and he and his wife got around the computer, turned their cell phone on, and I had sent his results. I had sent a picture, a drawing that I wanted to talk about. We had reviewed those results in less than 15 minutes, answered the wife's question, answered his. He didn't have to bathe and clean up to come to town. And so he didn't waste a lot of time.
I think the thing that is compelling to me in talking about Med Club is the immediacy of how quickly you can get treated. What we've talked about here so far, and being able to, quote-unquote, see the doctor.
Yes.
I would think that would be, you know, if you were saying, okay, we're out selling this or marketing this. I mean, that's a big, big deal, isn't it? And people don't wait. I mean, sometimes you have to wait. Obviously, there's waiting here and there. But when we talk about seeing a doctor, there are people who, A, have to wait weeks to get into a doctor, or B, just even once you get there, you'd mentioned earlier, what was it, 7 minutes you had mentioned. So, I guess expediting the relationship between the doctor and the patient is one of the real big benefits of this, would you say?
Yes, and the convenience of the technology that we use with text, emails, we can do FaceTime. Also, the convenience of getting your labs done there. We have many generic prescriptions. We dispense straight from the office, so you don't have to make another stop. And we have negotiated contracts with our labs and our wholesale drug suppliers to get discounted for our patients.
Mm-hmm. All right, so somebody's driving along, they're listening to this, and I have never heard of Med Club before, and I want to find out more about it. What should they do?
Call us.
And the phone number to call?
918-214-8200.
Let's give it to them again, just to make sure they got it. I hear those radio commercials all the time, and they say it two or three times. So let's give it to somebody who's driving down the road. They might be looking for a pen or pulling over. Now, pull over if you're driving down the road right now. Don't be driving and do this, or just enter it into your phone. The phone number again.
It's 918-214-8200. Or you can stop by the office at 2301 Southeast Washington Boulevard, Suite A. Or you can look us up online at www.medclub.clinic.
There you go. That's one way to do it. All right. So what happens if I need to go to the hospital or see a specialist, Dr. Williams?
Well, like the gentleman last weekend that we've spoken about previously, I will do my best to coordinate with those doctors and specialists that are there, depending upon what you need. I will do my best to see you in the office to ward off a need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
But all of us with time will need to go. We have emergency surgeries or we have accidents. It's a coordination of the care for that patient
mm-hmm.
to get the best they can for them. Because if you've had an accident, sometimes you can't tell them what's going on.
Right.
But they can find me.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a very good point. I was just thinking, weekends, you know, people go out, they go golfing, they play soccer, all these things happen. Do you get a lot of calls on the weekends or people sending you text or?
I do.
Do you?
Mostly text.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've strained my back and we'll do some, you know, some preventative things and things to get them taken care of until we see them.
Right. Until you can see them in the office.
Yes.
So, someone makes that phone call, something happens, they make a text or whatever, how long do you think the response time is to get back to that person, or is it fairly immediate?
Oh, it's fairly immediate.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm a citizen too.
Right.
Like the gentleman, he had to call me, and I heard the phone ring, because I'd been outside working in the yard. And I came to the office in my yard clothes.
Right.
We got him taken care of.
That was on a Sunday.
I was going to say, that would never happen in real life. But this is real life now. That's
yes.
the whole thing. That's what we're trying to let people know, is that this can be your real life
right.
when we're talking about your health and your relationship with a doctor.
Right.
So it's called Med Club, and you need to find out more about it. We're talking with Dr. Carrie Williams here, and we're talking about Med Club on One-on-One with a Professional on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. We kind of talked about this a little bit, but when you think about the things that you have taken care of recently, you're talking about a rash and different things. What conditions do you care for, Dr. Williams?
The basic primary care physicians that you would see in any other office: high blood pressure, high cholesterol, women's health, PAPs and their physicals, men in their labs, and aging. I've recently had a lady that was diagnosed with dementia. It's a lot of work with those families to get them lined out. She was still driving.
Mm.
What do we do about that?
Right.
What do we do about mom cooking in her stove? And then I also helped coordinate getting her testing so we knew exactly what she had, whether it's x-rays or specialist tests. We also have a means of doing cash, a means of accessing cash pay radiology, open-sided MRIs, ultrasounds, x-rays. That's very discounted.
Mm-hmm. So the services that are covered now with the Med Club membership are, to be specific, do you have a list of those that somebody could go find online?
Yes.
The different services?
All of that information is available online.
So if somebody is interested, they just go to medclub.clinic, right?
Yes.
Online. That's medclub, one word, .clinic online.
Yes.
So I'd like to say www also, but I was told, don't say that anymore because everybody knows it's www. That's what they told me down the hall when I was working on some of that stuff. What about people who are at home and they're ambulatory, they can't get out, whatever? Those type of people, they make arrangements to come to see you?
They do, and we make arrangements to go see them.
Oh.
At some special fees. We have nursing home patients also.
Well, let's talk about that for just a second.
Okay.
That's interesting. Talk about that, because there are people who their parents are in some kind of facility right now
yes.
or whatever.
And they just want an extra set of eyes.
Yes,
or
exactly.
We went to and seen a patient a couple of weeks ago in a nursing home. We made his day.
Yeah.
And talked about it. I've known him for quite some time, have a relationship with him, medical relationship, and I know why his feet swell. I know what he does. He's never going to quit smoking. Okay.
Right.
But how do we work around it?
Right. So for a doctor to get out, you know, back in the old days, that's what doctors did, was they went out and saw patients. And you don't hear about that at all hardly these days. Is that something that is exclusive to Med Club, or is it something that you're just bringing to this?
Well, it's just a service that we offer in with Med Club, and there are special arrangements that have to be made.
Right.
And we have a patient that's a homebound gentleman that's in a wheelchair. It's very difficult for his family to get him to the office mm-hmm. for regular checkups.
Okay.
And we go talk to him.
The type of people that you are seeing that are coming to Med Club, you know, whenever a business has customers, usually they have there's a whole bunch of other people out there that are just like those customers that need to know about Med Club. The people that you see now, can you tell me a little bit about the kind of the demographics that you see?
We've spoken about, we have a 3-day-old baby,
mm-hmm.
we have other children, and we have adults, but we also have nursing home patients. So it's across the spectrum, and that's what family medicine's about.
Right, right. So anyone can be eligible for this. So if is it a family thing or an individual thing? It can be both ways?
It can be both ways. And businesses. This is the best deal in town.
I was going to say, let's talk about that. Let's go off the personal side for a minute, and let's talk about businesses.
Our fees are progressive by age. But as a business, it's a flat fee. If you have 5 employees or more, it's $50 a month per employee. And so we have several businesses in town that have their employees with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there's certain businesses that are going to have certain problems. You know, if you have a lawn service, you're going to have poison ivy.
Right, right.
And so they send pictures. They don't have to quit working.
Mm-hmm. And is that a benefit that the businesses offer for their employees?
Several businesses in town do.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a new practice model.
Mm-hmm.
It takes people a while to get used to it.
Yeah.
And the better job we do of taking care of patients and businesses, employees, the word will get out.
If you were standing up in front of, you know, a group of business owners, what would you tell them as far as the top benefits for considering Med Club for their employees? What would you get up and tell them?
If they wake up one morning and they're sick, call. Let's get you taken care of right now.
Right now. It's the immediacy, isn't it? I mean, we sit and talk about all the different things. It's the access.
Yes.
To Dr. Williams and the immediacy of taking care of either your employees. And we talk about that because, you know, you do have an efficiency issue. And if your employees are not at work, the quicker you get
Absolutely.
Them back to work, the better off your company is going to be. So it's probably, I would imagine these companies see this as an investment in their company.
They absolutely do.
Well, Dr. Carrie Williams, Med Club of Bartlesville, Julie Lankford, thank you very much for coming by today and answering questions. And we'll see you next time here on One-on-One with a Professional on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3.
Thank you.
Thank you.